Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so excited to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. We're going to get ready to bring our Bible class to order. We're going to have a short devotion, a song of scripture, a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Get ready to get started by the grace of God. We're going to have a scripture now. Will be coming from Psalms 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalms and bring hither the tremble and the pleasant heart with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet and the new moon in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a salute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony. When he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pot. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I would testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou would hearken unto me, there shall no strange God be in thee, neither shall thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart, lust, and they walked in their own counsel. I have just read you from Psalm 81. From the first verse down to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have our song.
Will you be my when I can't love? When I can't make love that long, will you tell me? When I've lost my fight, will you be my soul? Will you set me a table in the dust tonight? I shall not walk. I shall not walk. Oh, my soul got a shepherd in the valley. I shall not walk. I shall not walk. I shall not walk. Cause my cup's running over, running over. I shall not walk. I will lift my eyes to where my help comes from. And I won't be afraid of the shadows that I'll be on. No, I will not know with the way it is. I'm
Empty me, oh God. Empty me of myself, God. In the name of Jesus, and replace everything in me. Replace it with the Holy Spirit, with your anointing, God. Let me decrease. Let self be in the Holy Spirit increase. Father, open up our minds and our hearts today, God. You know what we need, God. You know where we are, God. I ask you now, God, in the name of Jesus, to just explain and teach on tonight, Holy Spirit. Minister on tonight. Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise on tonight. Give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. Just giving God all praise and all glory on tonight. We're going to get ready to our lesson on tonight. We at 20. No. Where we at, y'all? 21 and 22, that's right.
Yeah, 21 and 22.
Okay. Now, these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy a Hebrew slave, means servant, 6 years he shall serve, and on the seventh he shall go out free from for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her masters, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an owl, and he shall serve him forever. And if a man sell his daughter to be a maid servant, she shall not go out as a man's servant do. If she please not her master, who have betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her unto a strange nation, he shall have no power, seeing he have dealt deceitfully with her. And if he have betrothed her unto his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage shall he not diminish. And if he do not these three unto her, then she shall go out free without money. He that smiteth a man so that he die, shall he surely put to death. And if a man lie not in wait, but God deliver him unto his hand, then I will appoint thee a place whether he shall flee. But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with gall, thou shalt take him from my altar that he may die. And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if men strive together, and one smite another with a stone or with his fist, and he die not, but keepeth his bed, if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quit. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. And if a man smite his servant or his maid with a rod and he die under his hand, he shall be surely punished. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If a man strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet not mischief follow, he shall be surely punished according to the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow them, thou shalt give life for life, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, hand for a hand, foot for a foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, strike for strike. And if a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he smite one of his manservant's tooth or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go for his tooth's sake. If an ox gore a man or a woman, that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be quiet. But if the ox were wont to push with his horns in time past, and it have been testified to his owner, and he have not kept him in, but that he have killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him, whether he have gored a son or have gored a daughter according to this judgment, shall it be done unto him. If the ox shall push a man's servant or a maid servant, he shall give unto their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit, not cover it, and an ox or ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make it good and give money unto the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. And if one man's ox hurt another, that he dies, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it, and the dead ox also they shall divide. Or if it be known that the ox have used the push in time past, and his owner have not kept him, he shall surely pay ox for ox, the dead shall be his own. 22. If a man shall sell an ox, or sheep, and he shall restore five ox, and four sheep. If the thief be found breaking up and be smitten, that he died, there shall no blood be shed for him. If the sun be risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him. For he shall make full restitution. If he have something, he shall be humble for him. If the theft be certainly found in his hand alive, of his own business to make restitution. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house to see what for raiment or for any man of lost things with another challenge to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double unto his neighbor. If the man deliver unto his neighbor an ass or an ox or a sheep or any beast to keep, and it die, or be hurt or driven away, no man seeing it. Then shall an oath of the Lord be between them both, that he have not put his hand on his neighbor's good. The owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make it good. And if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution unto the owner thereof. If it be torn in pieces, then let him bring it forth. Let him bring it for witness, and he shall not put thereof it. If it be a thing, a hired thing, it he shall pay money according to the in any wise, and they cry at all unto me. I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will take them forth, and your wives shall be and your children that the sun goes down, for thou is his covering only, it is his raiment, for his skin wherein shall he sleep. And it shall come to pass when he cries unto me that I will hear, for I am gracious. Thou shalt not revile the God, curse the rule of thy people. Thou shalt not delay to offer the fruits of thy right fruit and of thy liquor. Thy son shall thou give unto me. Likewise shall thou do with thy ox and with thy sheep. 7 days shall be with him. On the eighth, holy men unto me. Neither shall ye eat any flesh that is torn deep in the field. Ye shall cast it to the dogs. And anything, we have about 3 or 4 questions in it. We'll probably be soon. And first question. I know I did not want to leave his master after the 7 year.
Apostle, I don't know if this happening on anybody else's end. What it's like we breaking up, I can't hear nothing.
You can't hear nothing.
I don't know what
it's like
you're
breaking
up, but I can't hear nothing either.
Yeah, I can't either.
Hold on for a minute. Hold for a minute. Well, hopefully it'll go off for a minute.
Y'all hear me now?
I can hear you
better
now. You can hear me better now. Well, I cut the air conditioner off. Hopefully it'll go on off. I'm sorry. Somebody should have texted me and said you couldn't hear. I'm sorry. I've been trying to get the air conditioner to go off.
I texted you about 8 times. I did text you. I texted you about 8 or 9 times.
I see you did. Mm-hmm. You sure did. Mm. Can you hear me now, though?
I can hear you well now. I just couldn't hear none of the message. I was trying to go along with you, and I know what it was, but, you know, it's okay.
Okay.
God's still with it.
Okay, if a servant did not want to leave his master after the 7th year, what was done to him? So let me see. It's over in, okay, it went off. It's over in verse 2.
They had to go see the judges, right? If he didn't want to leave.
I think it says, if thou buy a Hebrew servant 6 years, he shall serve, and in the seventh year he shall go out free for nothing. And if he came by himself, he shall go out by himself. But if he's married, then his wife shall go out with him. But if his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons and daughters, the wife and her children shall be her masters, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I would not go out free, then his master shall bring him into the judges. And he shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through his with an awl, and he shall serve his master. So it's what you said, prophetess, about the judge, and then he'll put a hole in his ear for him to belong to him. Then he'll belong to him. He'll pierce his ear to show he would serve him forever. Mm-hmm. So, verse number 2. And if a man struck his father or his mother, what happens to him? We all know that he'll be put to death.
Yeah, he shall surely die.
Mm-hmm. Okay, chapter 22. We're on chapter 22. And if your neighbor's property is lost, destroyed, or stolen while it is in your care, in what way would you not be responsible for it? And this is... go ahead. I was going to say it's really tricky the way they... asking it.
If the thief be not found, the man responsible for his neighbor's good is to be tried before the judge to determine whether he stole it or not. If the thief would be found. So if he found a thief, then he wouldn't be responsible for it. If the judge says that he didn't steal it, then he wouldn't be responsible for it.
Ain't that some stuff? All that. Mm. Yep. Mm. Mm-hmm. If the owner was there with you, or if the thief was found, you would not be responsible for replacing that stuff. Or the judge, just like she said. That's a whole lot of... to have to remember right there. That's a lot of stuff to remember. You have to really be careful. Okay, why was Israel not to mistreat strangers in their land? Why was they not to mistreat the strangers?
Because they could be angels, right?
Well, that's a true statement, but it's because they were strangers
in the land of Egypt themselves.
That's right. They were strangers over there. And, you know, it could be them. Just like you said, it could have been them. They could have been treated worse, and they need to remember where they came from. Okay. And they got to have compassion and mercy upon them, because it was hard for them in Egypt. Okay. Who are we not to revile or curse? Who are we not to curse or revile?
the judges, the magistrates, or the high priest, the governors.
Mm-hmm. And it should be, didn't they say the mother and father too? Let me see. It said something about the mother and the father cursing. Let's see. I thought that's what it said. But maybe not. Yep, all of them. But I thought it said, maybe I was mistaken, the mother and the father as well. But it's a lot to this. These are laws. Some of them are laws of human relations. Some of them are laws concerning restitution. There are laws for treatment of servants, laws concerning acts of violence, laws concerning responsibility of owners, too. And, you know, they were saying an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a fee for a fee, and all that kind of stuff. That's something. And it's really some of the laws, I think they were saying that people could not keep. But those don't seem hard to keep. If you can keep the 10, you can keep those too, to me. To me, you can. I don't know. But most of all, I just thank God that we have the 10 commandments. We have the 10 commandments to live by. Does anyone have any comments or anything before I start to run in my mouth?
I just want to say about these laws here, you know, back then, you know, crime was at a very low minimum because of these laws. But if you just think about, you know, if we had those type of laws today, there wouldn't be any jails.
Mm-hmm.
There would be a whole lot of less crime. I mean, every little thing that they did, they had to account for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. At some point, some way or the other. And you know, it's just crime wouldn't be the way that it is today. You know, if your neighbor told you to hold something down, and then you misplaced and somebody stole it from you, you held accountable for that.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of things. You know, all types of laws. I was just blown away, just studying about these different types of laws, and it just, you know, hey, what if this type of law was in effect today? Where will we be? It'll be a whole lot of jail. They wouldn't even be built.
Mm-mm.
And then we'll be better people in our heart, you know, because, you know, we'll know how to treat people right. We'll know how to not vex a stranger, you know, not to oppress people and not to, you know, he clearly told them, don't vex no stranger. Don't do that, because guess what? You was there too, and you cried, and I brought y'all out of there. So, you know, we should not oppress people. We shouldn't make it hard for people. You know, all of that, you know, all of these laws really was teaching them how to be right before the Lord. And then that oppression, God didn't even want the judges to deal with that. God himself deal with these oppressors.
Mm-hmm.
He handles oppressors himself.
Right.
Because it's horrible to oppress people, you know, and to cause someone to feel distressed and dishonorable. You know, the beggar on the corner, you know, we shouldn't be mean to them. We should treat them bad.
Right.
You know, we should love on them. You know, and if we got something to give it, Give it to them. But we should not be vexing a stranger. We should not be putting
oppression on each other, especially a widow and an orphan. We have to watch out for
that. That's right.
These laws are something else. I this really blessed me to just look over this. Mm-hmm. This really blessed me.
Amen. Yes, Lord. It's a blessing to know it, and it's scary. Anyone else have anything? Well, I'm not going to take all the time up, so if anybody want to have anything to say, they clearly can say it. But to me, these laws, or some of the laws that we have now, are based from these laws. I mean, you can kind of clearly see, but they're not as bad or deep or like that. Because, see, back, God did not never approve. He didn't approve of slavery in the first place, not at all. And he condemned it, really. But I don't know who else I do. I ain't going to say that because the Africans, I think, were selling their own people. And that's how slavery got started. But God didn't start that stuff. He didn't start it. The 12th chapter is based on capital punishment. You know, some people believe that thou shalt not kill. And it means that the government has no right of the death penalty. And God commanded the nation of Israel to put death at any murder or give a murderer death, you know. And so that's the death penalty. If you kill, then you shall be killed. That's where some of these laws come from. But see, we didn't got real lax on them, and we're not doing like God was doing, you know, like God told us to do in the laws. Mm-hmm. We're not doing it. Even y'all heard me read about the witches. He said, suffer a witch not to live. If you're a witch, you're supposed to die. But nowadays, you got witches sitting up in the congregation. They sitting up in the church messing with the doggone preacher, pastor. He said, suffer a witch not to live, but you kill somebody, a witch or who, anybody else, you going to the jail for life or you going to die. And if a man commits a premeditated murder, that's in verse 14, he's supposed to be executed. And today, if he premeditate, I don't know if they give him the death penalty, but they give him almost life in prison. And I mean, they real lenient today on a lot of this stuff, just like Prophet Salah said. If we had kept these laws, we will be way better than what we are now. And we wouldn't probably have to have no jails, like you said, no guns, because an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a foot for a foot, all that kind of stuff. You ain't going to do nothing. You're not going to do anything. Not nothing. Because you're afraid if they would carry these laws out like God had written them, how he said it, and we would be scared to do anything. But now you can shoot somebody and kill them, and they'll give you manslaughter, and you'll get 6-7 years. And on good behavior, you'll probably be out in four. You know what I'm saying? For somebody's life, you take a life. You give a life, you take a life, you give your life. Say, if you will surely die if you murder. And if it's premeditated, He said, get them up from my altar. Take them somewhere. I don't want to hear that. He says, if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quiet or quit. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time and shall curse him to be, shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. In other words, the one who was responsible for the injury was to be reimbursed the injury, both for his time and medical expense. The above laws and other laws presented in the rest of this chapter are based on the laws of our land, supposed to be nine. You can see it some, but you can't see it as much as it used to be. Because I remember years ago, you could sleep with your doors open. You didn't have to lock up. We slept many a times with our doors open, front door wide open. Screen door might be locked, but the front door was open all night because we didn't have air conditioning. We had fans. So we was trying to get air any kind of way we could get it. So, but now, man waxing worse and worse, you can't do that. You can't hardly sleep with your doors locked. It's hard today. It's black on black, white on black, everybody on black, black on itself. I'm just telling you, it's just so much that's happening now in the world today, but the Lord say we in the world, but we not of the world. And these laws now, God gave them to us for the protection of our homes, but we don't have those laws like that. Some of them, like I said, some of them, but not a lot of them. We have any comments? Even say if a fire break out and catches in thorns so that the stack of corn or standing corn or the field be consumed therewith, he that kindleth the fire shall surely make restitution. All this fire and stuff that was burning last year and the year before last in Australia and Arizona, different places, L.A., California, it was a mess. And it probably was because somebody threw a cigarette butt down in some dry grass or something. Nobody knows. And he's supposed to give an account or make restitution for what he did. Now, some people, when they do that and they find that the authorities find out, they'll put them in jail. Mm-hmm. And then it was really tricky to me in a way it was saying about slavery, how when the Hebrew servant served 6 years, he shall serve in his 7 years, he shall go free, and how, and if he came by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. But if his master have given him a wife, that means that it's just like Potiphar gave, Potiphar, I think, gave Joseph his wife. Then their wife belonged to Potiphar. If Joseph wanted to leave or something like that, she belongs to Potiphar. And the kids too, children too. So that's the difference. Because if he married on his own while he was a slave, then that's his wife. But if his master give him a wife, and he wanted to leave,
then the wife belongs to the master. Mm-hmm. So that was different for me. These laws, people would question them today, I think, because they're so strenuous and strict. But these are the laws that God gave us to live by. He gave us these laws right here. We should be living by. We should be living just like this. And like a prophet of Salah say, thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. We shouldn't. We don't know the people. Why would we stress them? Why would we vex them, make them mad and angry? Why? But it's people that'll do that. They don't know you. They can look at you and don't like you. They don't know you, but they don't like you. You know, there's so many people like that now. And we supposed to take care of the widows and the fatherless, the poor, God's people. We're supposed to take care of them, pray for them. That's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to put stress on them and try to get every dime that they have and stuff like that. That's why I know we're supposed to tithe, and that's right. But when we start talking about we need a building fund offering and an urchin's offering and a men's day offering and a whip. And people don't have that money. They trying to get and give so they won't look out of place. God want us to be able to be a blessing to the widows and the poor, the fatherless. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. We're the spiritual hospital. They're supposed to come right there and get fixed up, healed, blessed, delivered, right at the church. That's what they're supposed to do because that's who the church is supposed to be. They shouldn't even be going to the mission or, you know, getting food stamps or whatever. The church is supposed to feed them. Amen. Any questions? And then I just feel like if you do right, right will follow you. And if you do wrong, wrong gonna follow you too. I mean, these are the laws, but we got some learned laws, bought laws, experienced laws within ourselves because a lot of things we do, God don't speak to us something like this. He don't speak to us, well, we can don't do that, stop that, or something like that. But God watches us. He everything we do and everything we say, and our heart speaks it. We don't have to say nothing, but our heart speaks it. God hears. He knows. I'm telling you, he knows. And I thank God that he do, because a lot of times the Holy Spirit will give us a warning sometimes. But sometimes we're not listening. We're not focusing. But we should be listening. I mean, nobody's perfect because it has happened to me so many times. God would be talking to me and I would be busy or talking to somebody else and I get just the end of what he's saying. And then I go try to find whatever scripture was he gave me, try to get the last few words what he said, and I couldn't do it. That means you need to be attentive to God. I don't care what you're doing. That's what that means. We need to always have a listening ear out for the voice of God. I don't care what we're doing. We can be talking. We can be up on the stage somewhere doing something. But if God said a word, you ought to hear. You ought to hear. And he'll lead us if we paying attention. He'll lead us away from trouble. Or he'll say, you know, he won't let us speak, or he won't let us go there, or don't turn this way, turn that way. But we got to be attentive to the voice of God. We have to. It'll save our lives. It'll keep us out of trouble, out of harm's way. And he'll always protect us. We just got to listen. He'll do things to tell us to don't do that, or say things, or send somebody, or somebody may pass you and say a word. And it'll be a word for you, just confirming things. But I really enjoyed, like a prophet Sally said, I really enjoyed this. I've been kind of reading on it all day and kind of meditating on it. And when I say that this is how we should live, what we should live by, it is. It really is. And Exodus is just, I love this book. Exodus is a live-by book, I'm telling you. And I thank God for it, because a lot of times we say these, we repeat these verses and everything, and a lot of people don't even believe it. If they haven't read it, they don't believe it. When I used to always say, suffer, wish not to live, they just thought I was saying something. Although I thought it was in chapter 18, I had it backwards, but it's chapter 22, verse 18. I mean, it's the word of God. It's nothing made up. It's what God said. I mean, it just, to me, he was doing the laws, and it just came up out of the blue. If we was talking about a beast or something else, but it didn't even skip over. He just said it, and he went right on to what he was saying. It's just what he say, and whatever he mean what he saying, he say what he mean. Mm-hmm. So it says God afflicted them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me. I will surely hear their cry, and that's why I said God hears us. He hear us. When we cry out to God, you don't even have to open your mouth. You can cry out in your heart, and God hear you. You don't have to say nothing. Go sit down and be quiet and cry out to God. He hear you. I'm telling you, he does. Because he's heard me when I cry out. I don't only cry out for myself. I cry out for different people. Mhm. But we have to be really, really careful. Really, really careful how we treat our neighbors, because it's in the Word of God. How we treat the poor, the widow. We have to be careful how we treat people anyway. That's what I had said before. We cannot be Christians, and I know we people of color, but we can't be Christians, call ourselves believers and love the Lord and hate the white people. We can't do that. We got to love them, pray for them, love them anyway. And how they treating us and what they saying, all the stuff they doing, they getting all these guns, all this kind of stuff, we still got to love them. We still got to, you know, keep our minds focused on God. We do. Mm-hmm. So our next chapter is chapter 23. I'm going to write it in this book. And that's on Tuesday. Tomorrow we'll be right back here at the same time for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. I just thank and praise God for this word on today, for the laws that God gave us. I just thank God for his grace and mercy. in all that he does. So we're going to get ready to close out. I'm not going to hold because I know everybody's busy and tired. So, but I thank God for each one of you being on the radio broadcast on tonight. I don't take it for granted. And I love each one of y'all. Father, we just thank you tonight for your word, God. Thank you, God. Lord, we give you praise and glory on tonight. Lord, I ask you to cover each one of them. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them and their families, God. Thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for just your laws, God. I just thank you on tonight. I thank you for blessing and giving us an understanding of how you the law came about and how you first made the law for us to live by, God. I thank you for giving us an understanding on in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to protect us all, Father. And thank you again. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all have a good night, and we'll be back for prayer tomorrow. God bless you. Have a good night.
Good night. Love you.
Love you too. Good night. Good night. Love you. Good night. Love you. Good night. Good night. Love you.
Good night. Love you.
Good night. Good night. Love you. Mm-hmm.